Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Following the death of Michael Clark Duncan, his estate has been hit with an apparent extortion attempt. Makwa Ambrose, a Chicago woman who claims to be a secret daughter, says she hasn't spoken with him in 11 years and regrets that they didn't fix things before he passed. According to his family, they knew nothing about her and claims that she's trying to extort his estate for financial gain, allegedly telling them that if she didn't get what she wanted, she would go to the press. Chicago police are investigating rapper Chief Keef and his related tweets after his reaction to the murder of fellow rapper JoJo. While he claims his account was hacked, his manager gave a conflicting explanation, saying he didn't mean anything personal by his tweets and that people forget he's a kid, a teenager, and they make mistakes. Rapper Beanie Siegel appeared in court yesterday, facing gun and drug charges following an arrest last month. Prosecutors requested a continuance in the proceeding so that the lab results on the alleged drugs found on him would be ready. His hearing has been continued until November. Meanwhile, he was transferred from the Delaware County Prison to begin his 2-year sentence for tax evasion. Rapper The Gang quickly took action and possibly saved a man's life. While driving home from a studio, he noticed a man lying face down in the street with a bike on top of him. He pulled over to see if he can help, and when he noticed the man was unresponsive, he immediately called 911. "I just couldn't keep driving, seeing a man in pain with his head on the ground," he said. Gang waited with the man until the paramedics arrived. Girls Gone Wild creator Joe Francis swears Steve Swin threatened to end his life and claims Quincy Jones lied on the stand about Wynn's alleged murder plot to protect the casino mogul. Quincy testified yesterday in court, insisting that he never saw an email. Rapper Capone, one half of duo Capone and Noriega, was arrested in his Jersey home on child support evasion. He owes over $160,000 to the mother of his 12-year-old daughter but hasn't made a payment since 2004. Prosecutors said he's only made 3 payments in 8 years, totaling $144. Last night's 29th annual MTV Video Music Awards went down in L.A. Some of the evening winners included Video of the Year, Rihanna, We Found Love; Best New Artist, One Direction; Best Female Video, Nicki Minaj, Starship; Best Hip-Hop Video, Drake featuring Lil Wayne, HYFR; Best Male Video, Chris Brown, Turn Up the Music; Best Choreography, Chris Brown, Turn Up the Music; and Best Editing, Beyonce for Countdown. Speaking of the VMAs, congratulations are in order to rapper Wiz Khalifa and fiancé Amber Rose. The two confirmed they're having a baby during the red carpet. She's due in 6 months.